Good evening to you, and welcome to the show, History and You, with George Rodriguez Walling.
And good evening to everyone, and welcome to the show, History and You. This is the show where you decide what history becomes. I am your host, George Rodriguez Walling, and I am very, very happy to be here with you this evening. If you want to call in and contribute your thoughts, please call toll-free at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Call me and tell me your views, please. If not, send me an email at historyandyou@yahoo.com. That's historyandyou@yahoo.com. You'll find me at bbsradio.com/historyandyou. Also, please remember to visit and support my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube links found on the website as follow-ups to each and every program. Tonight's topic, a reason for manners. What was that again? A reason for manners. Who has time for manners today? I mean, really, in today's world, with all the stress that you can possibly throw into our lives just to get ahead, stay afloat, resolve problems, and God knows how many more things, how the hell can manners ever fit in? Come on. A world where nothing much matters anymore, except for a few choice things like money, out-leveraging one another for position, escalating crime, diluted morality, disintegrating families, in short, not caring for anything else but yourself and your interests. We live in a time where priorities have changed. We all know that. Where it's no longer necessary to acknowledge someone else. Where rudeness is the new normal. Where being polite is perceived as a weakness. And being aggressive earns you the much-coveted alpha dog status, where the discourteous finds an audience, where the well-mannered will never have a following. And why are most people like this today? Is it the job market? Anger management? Family stress? Betrayals in the workplace? Production and quota issues, marital affairs, health issues, school problems, alcoholism, drugs, money concerns, technology issues, all of the above, if not most. God, the world really does have a hell of a lot of problems, if you really stop and think about it. And that's just a short list. Are the chances to be kind to each other that remote? Think about what I'm asking you here. Is it that remote, the chances to be kind to one another? Is the fight they have toward each other so important that it shuts out everything around them? Is it that nothing is more important than your fight with someone else? Don't those people know or ever come to consider that living with an absence of goodwill, kindness, and manners will ultimately consume you? And even worse, don't these same people know that their own kids, that their own children are there watching, learning, and replicating their parents' behavior? How incredibly stupid can these people be? Stupid! Nowhere has there been a better time than now to introduce manners back into the public as a new chance to correct the wrongs we've done to others. So what are manners, and why are they so important for us? Well, manners are a set of behaviors which mark someone as a civilized and cultured member of a society. Also, manners are usually taught at a very young age. which would presuppose an acculturation of a higher social class status in some societies. But for our purposes today, manners is for everyone, or almost everyone, mostly everyone. I'll explain toward the end of the show. Manners pertain to everything from introducing people to knowing how to eat. And let me tell you, many folks can learn some hardcore lessons about eating. While good manners may vary among cultures, the underlying principles do not. Simply put, good manners involve treating people with respect, treating people with the dignity they deserve, treating people with simple courtesy, and in making sure that other people feel comfortable in a variety of situations. Similarly, a well-mannered person will show more respect and more deference to people who are older, as well as people who hold senior positions of authority, whether it be at the workplace or elsewhere. And I'll tell you something else, too, something that you may not know or possibly have already forgotten. Good manners can also go a long way for getting ahead in the world of business, as they can also find themselves being invited more often as guests to events and soirees as a welcome gesture to society. Even in tense social situations, an awareness of good manners and social rules of behavior can help diffuse and avoid a serious incident. Oh yeah, manners can come to the rescue of a situation rather quickly and unexpectedly too. Allow me to mention just a handful of favorite ill-mannered situations that I can hardly live with personally. But first, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our topic, A Reason for Manners, on History and You in just a moment. Okay, and we're back. Oh, I love that song. You know, we got a bunch of great sound guys over at BBS Radio. They have the best choice of music. They're so fine. Ooh, yeah. All right, we're back. The topic of the show, A Reason for Manners, and I am your host, George Rodriguez Walling, for this evening's show, History and You. I want to share with you some of my favorite ill-mannered situations that people can create and really make me quite irate. Let me begin to talk to you about some situations where manners are strongly lacking and where rudeness is strongly advancing. My first observation is with American companies. American companies, yeah, that's right, who are in great necessity to take big-time lessons and going above and beyond for their customers, as they all claim. For example, when calling a company for a customer need, the telephone labyrinth they put you through just to speak to a human being is record-breaking. It's beyond belief. From their advertisement to their service, all companies want to do is sell you, because for the big companies in particular, they know you've become dependent on their standard. Few and far between have I seen big companies make a different kind of effort at taking a personal interest in the business that customers bring to them. And if what they do isn't working as well, you know what? Try again and think like smaller companies do. Smaller companies are a tribute to sharing the enterprising spirit with the customer. almost as if it were a joint venture in business, both of them together, for business and growth for both parties. Another favorite cold fish of mine refers to those individuals, oh, this is a big one, who have never said please or thank you in their lives. And what's worse, they don't understand why they should either. As simple as it seems, it is rare to hear a please or a thank you. These are those people who think they poop marble. Their parents are to blame. Orthodox religions are to blame. And certain cultures are to blame as well. These are people who live with a haughty heart and season their souls with arrogance to snuff and buffet any gesture of kindness done to them. Then walk away proud and with remarkable aplomb for doing what their parents expect them to do. The flaw in what these parents create can easily be discovered or uncovered whenever one decides to corner one of these pussycats, let me call them, not to use another word to offend, because that's all they really are at the core, and really let them have it, verbally, I mean. Then watch them squirm into a humbleness they've never known before. It always seems to be the same old story with the spoiled. They just can't wait to soil things up for someone else. You know, as a teacher, I always tell my students at the beginning of every school year that they must be prepared to do three things by the time they get to my class. First, they must give me, their teacher, a greeting. Yeah, a greeting. As simple as all that, a greeting. It doesn't matter how they express it, but they must give me a greeting. And why? Because I refuse to let any student of mine to whom I am making an effort at giving him an education to ignore the very person who's trying to get him ahead. Second, all my students must come to class with their shirts tucked inside their pants. I don't like to see sloppy students in my class. And since I am the first model to provide that example, they do as I practice every day. And third, all my students must be on time to class and must never be late. If they do come late, they must bring a pass. But I will not permit late stragglers. Sometimes they ask me why I do this, and my response to them is always, always the same. A greeting is to breed politeness. A tucked-in shirt accustoms you to neatness, and getting to class on time molds your responsibility. If any of these three conditions are not met, a written assignment is issued and the student cannot return to class until completed. Mind you, these are juniors and seniors in high school. We're not talking about elementary school kids here. Juniors and seniors. They all accept it, they never forget it, and most of them are quite appreciative after they've gone. You see, it's all about proper manners. It's all about manners. Another favorite of mine is the person who constantly, and I mean incessantly, has a desire to interrupt another person's conversation, or doesn't allow the other person to finish a story or explanation of something. Possible reasons for this behavior might be a lack of awareness, which seems to suggest that there's no intention to cut you short. Or it could be selfishness, or it could be indifference. Or it could even be an overinflated opinion of your right to interrupt. And these people won't wait for an appropriate time in the conversation to share their thoughts. They just interrupt with all the carefree bluntness they want. I personally know of someone who, when a conversation is struck, it'll last 2 seconds before that person goes off to multitask other things and even speak to other people. This, of course, can leave you with a feeling that you just don't matter. That's insulting. Whenever you see another person not listening to your part of the conversation, they are not validating you as a person. Another favorite of mine is having to hear bad language spewing out of their mouths by the habit of their own conversation. These people not only lack vocabulary, which is bad enough, but it's their degree of stupidity, that puts a rope around their necks and hang themselves a little deeper each day into the very bowels of their own dark lives. They don't realize the damage they do to themselves as to the way their social circles will judge them, but also in the examples they give their own children every day. Some of them are even so arrogant that they don't see anything wrong with it, or they just don't care. Either way, these are calloused and stupid people that deserve to go to some kind of boot camp for 2 years to straighten out their midlife crisis. A final little pet peeve of mine is about talking to the little people at work. Yeah, you know, those people at work that you pass by them every single day and many of us just don't take notice of them. But they're there, and they each have their own story of wisdom. Ever notice how some supervisors at work will walk right by subordinates without saying a word to them? But they will say a big hello to you, even engage in conversation with a peer of his or one who is his superior. Selfish interests. That's all it is. It's selfishness, driven or motivated by a personal interest. If a subordinate cannot offer something of interest, they remain ignored regardless of any consequence. And with the superior, all that's on their mind is to impress that person, no matter the cost. And now, I want to give you some other choice examples from a rather large basket collection of them that I've chosen for you. I'm going to read several of them for you, selected for your audio pleasure. But first, let's take another quick break, and we'll be right back with our topic, A Reason for Manners, on History and You, in just a moment. We'll be right back. Back with another great selection of music by our sound guys over at BBS Radio. Thank you guys very much. Terrific choice, like always. And we are back. The topic of the show, A Reason for Manners, and I am your host, George Rodriguez Walling, for this evening's show, History and You. I want to share with you some other choice examples of poor manners that I think are also very relevant for everyone to hear. And these are some selections that I was thumbing through, and I thought that some of them were interesting. I'm going to read several for you and possibly make some observations or comments along the way for each and every one, or maybe some of them only. The first of these, this is for a restaurant setting, and I'm sure that this applies to many people. If your food isn't to your liking in a restaurant, quietly and discreetly send it back. If you gripe throughout the meal, you ruin everyone's good time. Now, how many times haven't we heard this? How many times haven't we seen this? How many times haven't we grown tired of looking at these kinds of people, almost as if they have an ego need of some sort to make a splash or a bigger splash than someone else and saying, my steak is not done correctly. I want it burnt. I want it more well done. Oh, for Christ's sakes, stop. Stop it. Just quietly and discreetly. Is that so much trouble for you? And yet it happens. Another one. Don't talk about a party or outing that you were invited to in front of people who were not there. It's beyond rude. Well, that's true. Makes people think, gosh, you had such a good time, and it's almost like you're trying to make me envious that we weren't there. I mean, what exactly is your hidden agenda or motive by bringing this up? You want people to think that way or run the chance that they're going to consider that kind of thought? You know, use better taste. Use common sense even better. The next tip, when you text and answer your phone in polite company, you are saying, I'd rather be somewhere else with someone else. You should just go there. That happens a lot. It really, really does. Let me read this again. When you text or answer your phone in polite company, you are really saying to that polite company, I'd rather be somewhere else with someone else. Why do people answer their phones and carry on conversations when you have company sitting right in front of you? That goes beyond rude. Now, of course, the exception, if something urgent comes up, something important, you say, excuse me, I have to take this phone call, step outside the room, step outside the house, step out. But for Christ's sakes, don't carry on this irrelevant conversation to the company that you're hosting right in front of them. Don't be rude. Use your common sense. For God's sakes. When a casual friend, oh God, that last one just really, anyways, when a casual friend asks you about your children, keep it short. She's doing well. She's got a cheerleading scholarship to LSU. We're all very excited. A little information is fine, but unless you're talking to a relative, a very close friend, a godparent, or news reporter, chances are not excellent, more than excellent, that they just don't care. They can care less about their batting averages, ACT scores, progress on potty training, colors of prom dresses, a number of things. Nothing really matters. Just keep it brief, discreet, keep it short. Oh, no. People insist on rubbing it in for things that others really just don't care about. Okay, so those are some. Others, let's see what we have here. Ah, yes. Hold the door for people. How many times don't we forget to do that? Hold the door for people. Say thank you when someone holds the door for you. Okay. If someone says hello to you, say hello back. Don't just stay quiet and soak it up within your ego. This next one is an interesting one and something that a lot of people just don't do. Why they don't do it, I have no idea. Absolutely none. But boy, do they do it often. Listen. Don't wait to talk. In other words, what that means is don't just stand there and hear with your ability to hear through your ears. Don't wait to get in your chip and dime. Don't wait to get in your portion of the story. Don't wait to get in your part for your ego's sake. Listen. Validate the person. I have a very good friend who told me that one time. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, she's right. Validate the person. Listen. Don't wait to talk. The next one, if you must interrupt someone, please say excuse me. If someone sneezes, say bless you, Gesundheit, or something similar. Another, say goodbye to your boss and colleagues before you leave. Well, if you can, if you want to, if you're in good standings, etc., etc., etc. Okay? The next one is, should be somewhat familiar, especially for those in the scholarly or academic realm of their work. Don't take credit for others, or don't take credit for work others have done. In short, don't plagiarize. The next one is something that not enough people do. Look at people in the eye when they are talking to you. Look at them. Look at them. Don't be afraid. The eyeballs are not going to spring out like a bunch of yo-yos or a bunch of slinkies. Slinky used to be a toy in the 1960s. All young kids used to love them. I used to have a slinky. Used to enjoy them thoroughly. Your eyeballs are not going to jump out like slinkies. They're not going to scare you to death. They're not going to give you nightmares. Look at people in the eye. What is it that you are afraid of or insecure? For me, it bothers me when I have to talk to someone and that someone isn't looking back. Well, where the hell are they looking at? I don't know. They're looking at every other place except me. They're looking down. They're looking up. They're looking sideways. God almighty, look at me. The next one, say please. Need I say more? The next one, don't talk on your mobile phone while in a checkout line. Another, don't turn off your mobile phone. Or rather, turn off. Sorry. Turn off your mobile phone while in a theater or a restaurant. Okay? Another one, arrive at appointments or meetings on time. Don't say you're going to be there at 10 and show up at 11:15 and then arrogantly say, oh, well, you know how it is, the traffic. I can care less what your excuse is. We said 10 o'clock, be here at 10 o'clock. Nothing more, nothing less. If you say you're going to do something, do it. That oftentimes proves to be one of the hardest things to do. If you say you're going to do something, commit to it. Do it. Don't say it and then not do it or don't carry it out. That offends. It offends. And it's horribly offensive if you repeat it over and over and over and over again. It's like you're building up expectations in people only to bring them back down. Don't do that to people, especially people who do not do it to you. This next one is also interesting because it happens so often. When you meet someone, shake their hand and look at them in the eye during the handshake. This handshake should be a firm handshake. Grab the person's hand, shake it once, make eye contact, and pop a smile, a natural smile. A smile like you really are pleased to meet them. Be natural about it. Some people give you their hands as if it's a cold piece of porcelain. Refined, but so lifeless and limp. Is that supposed to turn people on or off, or turn them which way? Over and under? For me, it makes me vomit. Give me a blessed... Be normal about it. Be humane about it. Be warm about it. What is this? give me a piece of flesh so I can do what with it? The next tip. Stand up when someone comes into a room, for God's sakes. If you're in the lobby waiting for someone, even the receptionist, stand up. Get your butt up and be courteous. If you are in a restaurant, if you are about to sit, wait until everyone else is seated. Don't sit first. If you have items you want to put on the table that might scratch the surface, like a laptop or a briefcase or a big heavy purse, ask permission to put it on the table first, especially if it's someone's desk. So many people take it for granted. They go into a home, whatever, a table, plop, there it is. Oh, but the scratch is there. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, look at the scratch. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, but the scratch is already done, moron. Now what are you going to do? Oh, but it's there already. Jesus. The next tip. Hold on. Yeah. I thought we had a caller. Okay. Here we go. Back to the tips. Where are we? Here we are. Oh. This one is a cute little story here. If you are having gastrointestinal problems, in other words, if you got a problem with farting, or shall we say passing gas, gastrointestinal problems, you may want to give a courtesy flush once or twice as you relieve yourself. This will help eliminate unpleasant odors and embarrassment. No kidding, Sherlock. Hey, listen, one time I was in a stall. And I had a buddy next to me in another stall. And someone's poop was smelling awfully bad. And I told the other guy, of course defending my own poop, hey, buddy, you want to give me a courtesy flush there? The guy started laughing. Buddy said, no problem. I got your back. He flushed. Everything was fine. The next tip, try not to use the handicapped family or baby changing stalls unless you fall into one of those categories. You know, sometimes we're tempted to go into the handicapped stall. I am many times. You know why? Because the regular stall, sometimes you walk in there and you feel like vomiting. It is filthy, filthy dirty and smelly and gooey. And infectious in every possible conceivable way. And so I stick to the handicapped. The handicapped are cleaner. Do I discriminate? Hell yeah. Against the normal person? Hell yeah. Why? They're a bunch of pigs. All right. Now that I got that off my chest. Next. Try to be thoughtful. Okay, here we go. That's the hardest thing common sense will try and make people do. Try to be thoughtful by not yelling across the restroom to others or talking on your cell phone while you are in the stall. Okay, let me try this one again. Try to be thoughtful by not yelling across the restroom to others. What are you going to yell? Hey, hi, hey, where are you going tonight? That sort of yell? Or talking on your cell phone. Hi, Ma. I'm in the toilet now. Can I call you later? Yeah, Ma. Yeah, Ma. Okay. And talking on your cell phone while you are in the stall. Okay. And this next one is a doozy. One that maybe some people got a sore throat from or maybe some kind of a virus from. Remember, that's the last thing people remember to do. Remember to wash and dry your hands after using the restroom. Wash your hands. Wash. Jesus. Especially if you peep or poop. God, your hands have been touching or maybe rubbing against things that, you know. So go to the sink and wash your hands, for God's sakes. They're dirty. Okay. More good stuff. I hope you're liking this because I am. Okay. But we're almost done here. Another good tip. Be honest. Be honest with people. Don't try to deceive them. Don't. Just be honest. People respond to honesty. In a world where people are often faced with scams and lies, honesty is more valuable than ever. When honesty is the foundation, the relationships you form will be strong and will be powerful. So be honest. Next, take a genuine interest in those you have relationships with. Take a genuine interest. Don't just serve up generic compliments from time to time. Hey, hi, how you doing? Yeah, I know the weather's great. Hey, what do you think of those, whatever your favorite football or basketball team is or whatever the case. Take an interest in remembering seemingly small personal details. This lets a person know that he or she is a priority to you. Take a personal interest. Ask about that person's wife or husband, the disease they're going through, the condition they have, their smoking habits, their drug habits, etc., etc., etc. Next, recognize accomplishments. Let people know that you notice their good work, that you notice their long hours, that you notice their commitment to quality. Oh, God, if you don't let people know that sometimes, they get insulted. This person doesn't appreciate my laborious week. Oh, give me a blessed break. Will you please stop being so insecure? You got to tell them, wow, hey, yeah, I know you put in some real serious hours there, bud. Yeah, I know you do good work, but seriously, let them know you care. If that counts for anything. Everyone likes to be noticed. Everybody likes to be recognized. Everybody likes to be appreciated. It fosters what? Camaraderie? Okay. When you give someone a well-deserved compliment. There's nothing wrong with a well-deserved compliment. Good work. When it deserves to be heard. But when it doesn't, it's insecurity at the core. The next one is something that people just don't do enough. Apologize. If you are wrong about something or commit a gaffe that offends or hurts someone, Jesus Christ, just admit it. Yeah, I was wrong. I did wrong. I said wrong. I was wrong. Apologize. Why is that so hard? Everyone makes mistakes. Hey, welcome to the human race. But people will, and especially your clients, will respect you that much more if you admit your mistakes and apologize. This goes a longer way than you could ever imagine. It goes a long way in building respect, trust, dignity. Another one, stay in touch. Yeah, stay in touch. Look, relationships require frequent exchanges. This is true. In our world today, we have many options to communicate and improve our relationships. Face-to-face is always the best. Don't be afraid to look at somebody else's eyes. Don't be afraid. They're not going to go out and get you or traumatize you in any way. Face-to-face is always the best. Enjoy coffee with someone. Do lunch with a buddy. Stop by their office for a chat, assuming that they're not too busy. Not only are you communicating, but you're also fully devoting your time to the other person. And you are also devoting to the goals of your relationship. That works. It's a workable thing. But please draw the difference between someone that's constantly breathing down your freaking neck, okay? A pest. Let me put it this way. A friend in need is a pest sometimes. Don't be pesky. Don't. Let it go. All right. And coming to the end of it. Our beloved cell phones. Oh, Christ. Our beloved cell phones. Oh, what would we do with that? What did we do with cell phones before they came around? What, the same thing that we did in our cars when we didn't have air conditioning in them? When we didn't have air-conditioned homes? When we didn't have laptops, we had typewriters. How did we live our lives? We lived them out normally like we do nowadays. Now we just can't get rid of these cell phones. All right. Before entering a classroom, before entering a library, a concert hall, a lecture, a play, a movie, put your cell phone on vibrate or simply turn the damn thing off. Please be considerate with others. Don't leave your cell phone on a table and then walk away. If it rings or it vibrates, it's going to bother someone else. Don't do that. And if you're in a dark space with others, this is not to suggest it. You see how dirty you people think? No. No. Like in a movie, if you're in a dark space with others, such as in a movie, don't text messages. The light from the screen is bright, and it's obnoxious. It bothers people. You know what I mean? It bothers them. All right. That's it. Okay, and on that note, I'm afraid that that's all the time we have in the show this evening. And now we've come to the final part of our show where I wish to leave all of you with a final thought to consider and to reflect further regarding the very precious signs of our times. Some final thoughts, please. Manners do matter. Manners do matter. But I'm afraid it's not really for everyone. Do you remember what I said in the beginning of the show? Well, manners is almost for everyone. Well, I'm afraid it's not really for everyone. It's mostly for everyone, but not everyone. The arrogant as with the stubborn, the hypocrite as with the deceitful, all stupid people will never come full circle in their lives to ever appreciate the value of manners consistently. Having said this, does this point then present a class division of some sort? Is this discernment establishing some kind of social discrimination or classification? Well, perhaps. A debatable point to discuss over dinner. Maybe. But more important, however, is the fact that society will always breed these ill-bred people like weeds in a garden, never to be rid of them. Maybe that's also the reason why manners is still around. Because no matter how bad things get in the world, manners, in everything it represents, will always have a natural demand wherever people are around. Join me again next Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for another hour of insight by visiting my website at bbsradio.com/historyandyou. And also, please remember to visit and support my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube links found on the website as follow-ups to each and every program. As your host for this evening's show, this is George Rodriguez Walling wishing for all of you a very pleasant evening. Good night.